BKs, the Filas, fucking the whole fucking, you know, the whole shit going on back then. But we were online and we were scrolling through looking at shit, and I saw one. I was like, oh, fuck. I want that. So Chanel ordered it for me. But I wanted the, so I had to have this one. So I'm going to keep searching for the one I wanted, God damn it, and find it. But that one's sick as fuck. So anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there because people will keep fucking commenting. It's a big fucking deal. So that's a story on the Kango hat, but I kind of like it. And, you know, regardless if you guys like it or not, you got to realize something, that I was the only motherfucker in the entire goddamn Arnold Classic, hundreds, thousands of people that had a Kango hat on. So whether you fucking love it or hate it, one of a kind, motherfuckers. One of a kind, goddammit. That's all that matters. So I'm going to give you guys an update on my shingles. Now, shingles are a fucking bitch. I had no idea really what shingles entailed. And I cannot believe how painful they are. You know, I'm all scabbed up, you know, like on my side and my lower back, and it's crazy because, but the rash and blisters isn't where the pain is. I mean, yeah, it hurts, but the pain is internally. So I guess it attacks your nerve endings, and it feels like, I mean, it feels like I was just fucking kicked in the ribs, you know, and every time I move or any kind of slight anything, just massive pain in that area. And it's crazy. It's, you know, I was doing a leg press and I can't even come down and touch my ribs. It's so tender. So it's really affecting my training. You know, everything is just, it's hard to get through the fucking days, to be honest with you guys. It's pretty painful. I had no idea what shingles, anyone's had shingles, they can relate and they can say, fuck, I know what you're going through. If you haven't had shingles, you're probably going, oh, what a fucking pussy. But I'm telling you, because that's what the fuck I'd be saying if I heard someone's bitching about shingles. Because I always thought it was some bullshit, chicken pox, you know, whatever. It's itchy, scratchy, you know, who fucking cares? But it's actually pretty fucking painful. And it's hard to sleep at night. I haven't been getting good sleep. It's been affecting me, you know. But hey, like I said, it could be a lot worse. It could have been my fucking kidneys. So, you know, I'm happy as fuck to have shingles. And it lasts anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks. And, you know, they gave me antibiotics, and the antibiotics only gave me 7 days worth, and it lasts 3 to 4 weeks. So I'm kind of like, okay, I hope this is enough antibiotics, because it doesn't seem to be going away. It's still spreading and getting worse as we speak. So it's a pretty fucked up scenario, but you know. All right, let's get on to the fucking leg workout. So we're going to start with hamstrings. So seated leg curls, I'm sorry, scratch that. We're going to start with lying leg curls. That is my favorite exercise for hamstrings. It's kind of like doing a preacher curl for biceps. And you want to make sure you get a full stretch at the bottom, come up, squeeze on top, hold it for a split second, and flex that hamstring. I think a lot of people miss out on the top of the movement and actually squeezing and flexing the hamstring like a bicep. You don't just go through the movement up and down, up and down. You actually have to come up, squeeze, contract the hamstring, come down, get a full stretch. And your mind is thinking about this every single fucking rep. Stretch up, squeeze, hold, flex like a bicep, come back down, stretch. You're trying to cause as much pain as you possibly can with every single fucking rep. Now, most people just worry about how much weight they're doing. They just go through the fucking motion and they got 12 reps last time. Well, fuck it. Let's try to get 15 this time. And they're just sloppy. They're not squeezing. They're not contracting. And you're not really going to fucking grow, you know, and just going through the movement blindly. You know, you really need to concentrate, need to squeeze, flex, and contract that muscle every single fucking rep. Even the warm-up sets, those count. You know, why waste time? So every single set counts. So reps are high, 30 to 12 reps. First set, 30 reps, your hamstrings are going to be on fire. If you're squeezing every rep, it's going to be on fire. I don't care how light the weight is, your hamstrings will be on fire from one fucking set if you squeeze on the top and flex that hamstring. All right, second exercise is going to be one-legged leg curls. These are not one of my favorite. I don't really care for these. It's kind of a pain in the ass to fucking switch the thing back and forth, you know, and sit there and do one leg at a time and then do the next leg. I'm not really fond of doing, you know, exercises where you work one side and then the other side and then one side wrestle, the other one doesn't. I've never been really that fond of those exercises. As you guys probably, when you watch my videos, I don't do too much of that shit, pretty much mainly with arms. That's the only body part I really do one side at a time. I feel like it slows you down. You know, you're not getting as intense of a workout doing one side at a time. Just, you know, my personal opinion. I mean, you can definitely isolate and squeeze, but, you know, when you learn how to isolate and squeeze, you can do it just as good with two arms as one arm. So anyway, third exercise, seated leg curls. And believe me, the seated leg curl works your hamstring completely different than the lying leg curl. It hits it differently. So you need to do both. You don't just choose one or the other. It's very important to do both. And if you concentrate, you'll feel. I find that the lying leg curl really works the lower part of the hamstring to the mid part is where I feel it the most. Until I squeeze on top, then I get the whole pump in the hamstring. When I do seated leg curls, I feel it higher up towards the glutes. That's just where I feel it. It feels totally different. It's a different pump, different exercise, hits the hamstring differently. Both great exercises.